International Bible Lessons Commentary, Isaiah chapter 56, verses 6 through 8. International Bible Lessons, Sunday, April 6, 2014, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. The International Bible Lesson Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series for Sunday, April 6, 2014, is from Isaiah chapter 56, verses 6 through 8. Please note, some churches will only study Isaiah chapter 56, verses 6 and 7. This commentary is the first part of a three-part Bible lesson that includes Jeremiah chapter 7, verses 1 through 12, and Mark chapter 11, verses 12 through 19. Questions for discussion and thinking further follow the verse-by-verse International Bible Lesson commentary below. Study Hints for Thinking Further, a study guide for teachers, discusses the five questions below to help with class preparation and in conducting class discussion. These hints are available on the International Bible Lessons Commentary website. The weekly International Bible Lesson is usually posted each Saturday before the lesson is scheduled to be taught. International Bible Lesson Commentary, Isaiah chapter 56, verses 6 through 8. Isaiah 56, 6. And the foreigners who join themselves to the Lord, to minister to Him, to love the name of the Lord, and to be His servants, all who keep the Sabbath and do not profane it, and hold fast my covenant. As children of Abraham, God called Israel to bless all peoples and nations. Before the coming of Jesus Christ, the Jews allowed the Gentiles to convert to Judaism if they agreed to follow the moral and the ceremonial laws that God gave Moses. Through Isaiah, God reemphasized that all people were invited and welcome to come to Him, to unite with Him in love, to minister to Him, to serve Him, and to obey His commandments. In the early church, some Jews who became followers of Jesus insisted that in order to be saved, a Gentile had to both convert to Judaism, obey both the moral and the ceremonial laws of Moses, and believe in Jesus Christ. Paul had to vigorously oppose this teaching and insist that because of the new covenant in the blood of Jesus Christ, the ceremonial laws, for example, laws regarding circumcision and foods, did not need to be obeyed in order to be saved, and the Holy Spirit that Jesus sent to His followers empowered them to obey the moral law, the law of love for God and others. Isaiah 56, 7. These I will bring to my holy mountain, and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices will be accepted on my altar, for my house shall be called a house of prayer for all peoples. God called all people to Mount Zion, His holy mountain, to pray in His house, the temple. No matter what their national heritage or racial background, God would accept their prayers, their burnt offerings, and their sacrifices if they obeyed His commandments. By the time Jesus came, the religious leaders had turned God's house of prayer into a den of robbers, which could only happen with the permission of the priests. Isaiah 56, 8. Thus says the Lord God, who gathers the outcasts of Israel, I will gather others to them, besides those already gathered. God knew that the poor, the blind, the lame, and the diseased had become the outcasts of Israel. So when God sent His Son into the world, Jesus made special effort to include these outcasts and welcome all sinners to come to Him, repent of their sins, and follow Him as their Lord. He gathered them along with some of the Gentiles who also believed in Him, such as the Samaritan woman who met Jesus at a well, and her town who came to believe in Him as the Messiah. The early church also welcomed outcasts, sinners, Jews and Gentiles, rich and poor, to love and follow Jesus as Lord and Savior, and then come with them to serve Jesus in His kingdom. Questions for discussion and thinking further. Since this is the first of a three-part lesson series, only one of the five study questions will be asked below. 1. What foreigners did God welcome into His house of prayer? Begin or close your class by reading the short weekly International Bible Lesson. Copyright 2014 by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Permission granted for not-for-profit use.